From the Mallinckrodt Institute of Radiology in St. Louis, Missouri, comes this article in the current issue, derived from an award-winning RSNA 2018 annual meeting exhibit. The article reviews non-infectious granulomatous disease of the chest using a pattern approach to diagnosis. Figure 1 provides an algorithmic overview of this approach. The first category of findings is that of predominant macronodules, masses, or consolidation in a peribronchovascular distribution. These entities include eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis, an ANCA-associated vasculitis that radiographically produces bilateral, non-segmental, multifocal consolidation, typically peripheral. CT shows a spectrum of findings that tend to be bronchiolocentric. Granulomatosis with polyangiitis, or GPA, typically presents with the triad of upper respiratory symptoms, typically from sinusitis, lower respiratory symptoms, and glomerulonephritis. The most frequent imaging findings are nodules or masses in a bronchiolocentric or subpleural distribution, with or without central cavitation. Ground glass representing alveolar hemorrhage from capillaritis can also be seen. Necrobiotic nodules, most often associated with rheumatoid arthritis, are seen as subpleural nodules that can cavitate. Lymphomatoid granulomatosis is a rare Epstein-Barr virus-driven angiocentric lymphoproliferative disorder that has significant imaging overlap with GPA and is seen as multiple pulmonary nodules that are hypermetabolic on FDG PET. The remaining entities in this first category include necrotizing sarcoid granulomatosis and bronchocentric granulomatosis, both rare conditions. The second category of non-infectious granulomatous diseases seen as randomly distributed masses are exemplified by hyalinizing granuloma. This idiopathic condition is characterized by pulmonary nodules or masses and is most commonly associated with fibrosing mediastinitis and retroperitoneal fibrosis, which suggests an underlying autoimmune mechanism, perhaps as a response to mycobacterial or fungal infection. Randomly distributed nodules or masses that often contain calcium are seen. The third category of CT findings is that of micronodules in a perilymphatic distribution. Sarcoidosis is the classic example. The fourth category are entities associated with micronodules in a predominant centrolobular pattern of distribution. Talcosis can result from the inhalation or intravenous injection of talc particles forming talc granulomas. Centrolobular nodules and tree and bud can be seen on thin section CT. Pulmonary hypertension may be an associated finding in those with small branch vessel occlusion due to intravascular talc emboli. Pulmonary Langerhans cell histiocytosis, seen in young smokers, appears as upper and mid-lung centrolobular nodules and cysts, with the latter forming unusual shapes. Granulomatosis and lymphocytic interstitial lung disease is associated with combined variable immunodeficiency. Diffuse mid and lower lung nodules are seen in association with interlobular septal thickening and occasionally bronchiectasis, multifocal consolidation, and lymphadenopathy. Two additional non-necrotizing granulomatous diseases are reviewed, including hypersensitivity pneumonitis and progressive massive fibrosis. Finally, xanthogranulomatous diseases of the chest include Erdheim-Chester disease and Rosai-Dorfman, and these are detailed. Erdheim-Chester disease is seen as intralobular septal and fissural thickening, centralobular nodules, and ground glass opacities, while extranodal Rosai-Dorfman disease, in addition to mediastinal lymph node enlargement, uncommonly produces airway lesions and interstitial or airspace disease.